It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Throughout the growing season, our local food contributor, Rhonda Schult, has been visiting markets and farms to report back on good food that can be found in our area. She's also asked you, our listeners, for suggestions of interesting markets and farms to visit. The Fox Chapel Market at Shadyside Academy recently responded by sharing their unique program where the students run the market as part of an agriculture and business curriculum. Rhonda Schult joins me in Studio A to talk about what she found at the Shadyside Academy Farmers Market in Fox Chapel. Rhonda Schult, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's good to be here as always.
So describe the farm and the market that they have at the Shadyside Academy.
Well, actually, it's very neat. This is really two separate programs. I thought that they were sort of initially started out as one program, but they started as two separate programs. And the first is the farmers market that started about 3 years ago by an administrator, David Schottner, who's their director of programs, realizing that there wasn't a farmers market in the area and lived within walking distance to the academy and said, boy, it'd be great if we had one. And the nice thing about the school and the support that he has, they were very much willing to let him begin to establish that. So 3 years ago, they started a farmers market on the property at Shadyside Academy. And actually, around the same time, the administration was really looking at a separate project that stemmed from the school's commitment to sustainability. And the idea for the farm first began as a way to integrate this commitment to sustainability into the curriculum. And last year, they started the farmers market, which beautifully dovetailed, or started the farm that beautifully dovetailed into the farmers market that had been started a year ago. And so they created a plot on their field. Their athletic field complex. It's about 40 feet by 100 feet, so it's a farm plot, but it's on the Shadyside Academy campus. And it the first summer that they began the program, they started with volunteers and the community and families, teachers and administrators to dig and plant, and then the students started to get involved with the academic year. And this is the second summer now that the farm is running, and they're selling those products at the farmers market as well.
And you spoke with some of the students running the market and recorded their thoughts on the program. Let's take a listen.
My name is Sean Fye, and I'm going into 10th grade.
I'm Josh Levy, and I'll be a senior.
My name is Amanda, and I'm going to be a senior this year. I mean, I first started out at the farm planning, and now that we're getting to harvest and kind of sell at the market, it's kind of, I mean, this is definitely where I've learned the most, is selling here and getting to interact with people. It's definitely the best experience I've had here.
What we're doing is we're basically making sure everything's set up properly, making sure that all the vendors are working together, where the spots are, and also just creating a good atmosphere for everyone. After school on Wednesdays, at least, I remember, we would all come down here and people would get food from everywhere, and people, it just created a nice atmosphere. People would hang out after school. But also, I mean, with the garden, with our farm in the back, we also use that for our lunches and stuff too. So I mean, it's kind of, we're making the food that we're consuming, so it's a great idea. I've been hearing so many bad things about school cafeterias, but I've always realized that ours is very good. Ours is a lot better than most schools, and so I feel more confident buying food here versus packing food. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people probably feel the same way. So
after like harvesting, it's always fun, but you know, selling, it's kind of a whole other joy. And like you said, kind of getting to deal with new people, and I mean, I think it makes you feel adult too.
I enjoy just talking to the different farmers here every week and getting a different perspective on where they come from and what they do for a living, because it's interesting, and I think it's a good way to experience more of life.
So how much are the students involved with the farm-to-market process?
They're involved quite a bit, actually. And what's interesting is they've integrated so much of their curriculum into the farm and the farmers market that even during their coursework during the school year, they're integrating it into their science program. So they're doing soil testing and they're doing plant pest management. In their art classes, they're actually creating designs for a shed that's going to be built on the campus using green design principles. In their PE classes, they actually have a non-sport option for PE farm that they can go in and hoe and till the you know, till the land and get ready for the harvest to be
planted. It's not like they're going to get out of any physical work
doing
that option.
Exactly. And actually, in all of the other classes, they're getting some physical activity. So within the curriculum, they're very involved. But also during the summer, they have summer internships, both for the farm market and for the farm. And with the farm market, they literally are running, as you heard, they're really running the business of the farm market. So they are talking with the vendors, setting up the vendors. They're talking with the customers. They're making sure that everything's running smoothly. They're doing the marketing and PR. So they really are getting very hands-on in a very short history of the farmers market. The administrators who were involved in starting it are still there to help oversee. But more and more, they're taking a step back and letting the kids really make this their own.
What kind of lessons is the market providing for the kids that they wouldn't get in class?
I think in talking with the kids, there are some very practical things. And I think in a lot of cases, it's the application of what they're learning in their academics and really how those theories translate into the practical real world. But a lot of the other items that they're really learning are much more hard to pinpoint. And they are just really the experience of learning as you go, new opportunities and appreciating things that you took for granted, sort of how food comes to market and the aspect of really running businesses and customer service. And it's the actual hands-on learning that I think is one of the things that is a big takeaway that I heard from the kids when I spoke with them.
And how has the farm changed the way that the students think about food and the environment?
It's interesting because in talking to the kids there the day that I was there, they really see it as becoming much more connected. They aren't taking it so much for granted. And I think this is actually reflected in the fact that what started out just a year ago, they're actually translating to some of their other campuses. So even at the elementary and middle school campuses, they're starting to put plots in that the kids can get involved in helping to learn where their food comes from. So it's giving them from not only at the upper school where they started the programs, but trickling down to the lower schools, they're really beginning to integrate all of that environment, sustainability, local food, where your food comes from, eating healthy, that they just sort of absorb versus necessarily having be taught.
We're talking with our local food contributor, Rhonda Schult, here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. So, Rhonda, mm-hmm. Now we get to the good stuff here. What were the students selling when you stopped by?
Oh, this is actually one of the best times and my favorite times at farmers markets because really the bounty of the season is coming in. So you're going to be finding beans, cucumbers, zucchini, and summer squash, Swiss chard, herbs. You're going to start seeing more and more of their heirloom tomatoes. This is tomato season.
What about corn?
Corn is coming in as well. And then, of course, in the fall, we'll be seeing pumpkins and other things. So right now is a great time to go to the market. And it's a very nice market. It's contained. Not only do you get the food that are grown there on Tradeside Academy, but you get a visit with the other vendors that are there as well and have a really great farm experience.
Rhonda Schult talking about what she found at the Shadyside Academy Farmers Market in Fox Chapel. She is our local food contributor. Rhonda, as always, a pleasure visiting with you here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Coming up, just because you live in the city doesn't mean you can't be a farmer. We'll explain and invite you to share your thoughts on urban agriculture. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.